Praise you, Lord.
Christ the wife in the earth, we're a special part of the word, taken from the glorified Jesus Christ, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And we can say with certainty that we were made wonderfully, wonderfully. Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. This is my story. This is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. When we talk about Christ the wife, our hearts swell with joy, honor, and pride. And we're living out our part of God's dream that he dared to dream and believe. And it was all done purposely that we were made wonderfully, wonderfully. Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. Oh, it's Christ the wife in the earth. We're a special part of the word, taken from the glorified Jesus Christ. Oh, we're clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And we can say with certainty that we were made wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. Oh, when we talk about Christ the wife, our hearts swell with joy, honor, and pride. And we're living at our part of God's dream that he dared to dream and believe. And it was all done purposely that we were made wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones, and I give glory to thee. Oh Lord, you made me wonderfully.
Praise God. Amen. 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 We love you.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That was a mighty good song. Amen. God made you wonderfully. Amen. And we just praise God and thank him for all his goodness, all his doing.
Praise
the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Just so good to know the Lord and to live in this country that we live in. Amen. I have to brag on it. even though we got some things that's not quite what we would like for them to be. Amen. But we're coming into that real quick, that golden age, you know, the millennium. Amen. Where everything will be just as God's planned it, and then go into that eternal part. So that's, I talk about that more than dying and going to heaven, say, because that's something that God allowed the people coming through the church ages and all, and through time, to look at why he got there, wrote about heaven as a literal place, but those are spiritual things that God has been doing. Amen. And so we praise God for the way he's moving, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So today, I want to take a little thought to start with, and we'll see where we go with it. It's God is keeping with his plan. Amen. In other words, the plan was laid out before the world was. God changed not. And I've had people to say to me, and ask the question, you say God don't change. Well, how about this? That was this way back there, and that was this way up here, and it's going to be that way over there, you know. And how can you say God don't change? Amen. Well, God's keeping with his plan. Amen. The plan is laid out. Amen. Before the world was. Amen. And it's coming right on just like it's supposed to be. A lot of people might think we're a little off course, or this is not going like it should, but the one that made the plan is keeping with the plan. In other words, staying with his plan, what he had planned before the world was. And he had it planned for me to stand right here. Amen. So I mentioned last week, I believe it was, that I used to wonder why so early on in my life I began to feel like maybe God's called me to preach. Well, and then I said I didn't know anything much, and I mean, I was really ignorant maybe in a lot of the word and so on, but I don't see why he would do that. But he's keeping with his plan. See, his plan weren't for that then to produce fruit. His plan was to bring me through all that, to be right here and bring you right here with me. Amen. That we're all the same place. We're all in God's plan, and God is keeping with his plan. So when something come up that you think this may not be right, and well, we can have 10,000 questions. Amen. And many times we might have 10,000 wrong answers if we answer them ourselves. But the Lord, he knows exactly what he's doing and how he's doing it. Praise the Lord. So we just praise him and thank him. Thank him for the richness of the Bible. And when we talk about the richness of the Bible, you can get right inside of God's mind if you're part of God. Amen. But we're not only just part of God. Amen. We're part of the Son of God. Amen. We've become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. And you talk about richness. That's the richness of God right there. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all his people, that whatever part that God has to bring them in, amen, we know that they'll be just exactly what God planned, so he's keeping with his plan. Amen. And so let's rejoice in the plan that God's keeping with. Now, you can use different words. The word came to me, keep, God is keeping with his plan. Fact is, I was praying, and those words just came out. God, we know that you're keeping with your plan. And I said, keeping with his plan. And I got through praying. I told my wife, write this down. Keeping with your plan. God is keeping with his plan. Amen. So I've never used that as a title, God's keeping with his plan. But when you begin to look at the scope of what God's doing, when we know he's keeping with his plan, we don't get shook up, we'll say. That's the word we use. We don't get shook up when something don't look like it's going exactly the same way. as all because we know God is keeping with his plan. Amen. And it's so good. Amen. It just almost make these old 85-year-old bones feel fresh again and make me want to get dancing around in the floor. Glory to God. Knowing that what we're doing is keeping with God's plan. And the reason we know, we look at the word that came step by step, step by step, and we come into the marriage of the Lamb. We took the little book that was held back. Now, there was certain knowledge held back that weren't revealed, and it weren't time. God was keeping with his plan. His plan was to reveal certain things right here at the end time. His plan was to have a people, glory to God, that he would offer the little book, which that was in completely surrendering to God in marriage and so on. And so God's keeping with his plan. It's not something going sideways, we would say, but it's right down the line. So it's so good to know, amen. I just get started talking here and get going. But that's what God's keeping with his plan. We'll just say that. God's keeping with his plan. When I get talking and praising the Lord and things of that nature, and we thank God for the Bible. Amen. Just think way back even before the world was. Amen. God, he laid things in the Word, and especially when he started dealing with mankind, how that you can take in Genesis and pretty much just follow the trend of things, and some things you might think is not going right, but it's going exactly right. And we see the things going on in Israel today. We think things may not be going right, but I would venture to say that we're going to see things turn out to be exactly right. Amen. Glory to God. So, and we can say God's keeping with his plan. And what's going on right now? God's keeping with his plan. And even he raised up leaders. Amen. And we might not agree with them all the time, and probably won't, but God knows what he's doing. He's keeping with his plan. He raised Nebuchadnezzar up and all those. Amen. When Israel got out of line, he was keeping with his plan because he was wanting to build a people that love him. Amen. God's got a little group of people. Amen. And then there's the wife of the Lamb. She actually literally has become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, see? Hallelujah. And that's why we rejoice. That's why we shout. Amen. That's why we say, thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. And that word, keeping with your plan, you might say, I could think of a better word than that. Well, that's fine. Amen. But as long as you know what I mean, God's keeping, he's doing what he said he would do all the way through. He didn't start something and then decide, well, maybe I'm doing this wrong. I should back up and start this way or do that way. No. Amen. He lets us make our mistakes and lets us, he's keeping with his plans when he lets us make our mistake. Then when he brings the opportunity around to for us to correct our mistake, amen, he's keeping with our plan. Amen. He's keeping with his plans there. And so we're in the plan of God. And when I say plan of God, the word of God, and we're moving just as he has ordained. Hallelujah. So how do you like that title? Keeping God's keeping with his plan. Amen. That's all right, isn't it? Amen. So we'll just talk on that a little bit here. And I'm almost afraid to start in Genesis coming through and all because I draw it out too long. A lot of people say, Brother Ben, one man said, Brother Ben, you've got the making of a good preacher. But I said, you just forget time. And said, people, they don't want to get weary. They need maybe try to figure out a way to shorten it up a little bit. Well, amen, when God's keeping with his plan, he's not shortening it up. Glory to God. Amen. When God let me be born back in the mountains, amen, they thought I wouldn't make it. Amen. But I did, see. And it was God's keeping with his plan. Amen. And here we are today, just the rejoicing in the Lord, walking with God. Hallelujah. And not only that, but it has become bone of his bone, flesh of flesh, of his very son. Amen. See? And I used to preach, and I preach in the Pentecostal realm a lot, and sometimes in the people that believe in the one God. And we believe in one God, but we don't believe in his one God in three persons. Amen. And they kind of got extreme in saying Jesus is God, because Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And many things of that nature. Well, they just thought, well, it can't be nothing but Jesus. That's all there is, just Jesus. However he reveals himself. Amen. But God is a spirit. It said very clearly. Amen. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. See, all those things are coming right in. But he's keeping with a plan that he had when he started back before the foundation of the world. And we had a man, Raymond Jackson, the great apostle of the Lord. But he went all the way back into prehistorical age. Amen. And brought scriptures out and showing God back there. Amen. And showing the devil how he rose up in pride and trying to change God's plan, and how that he was cast out of heaven. Glory to God. But I thank God there was two angels up there, Michael and Gabriel. Glory to God, that stayed right with it. They kept with the plan. So we keep with the plan, don't we? Because we're in him, we're led by the Spirit. Glory to God. And we just have the mind of Christ. Amen. To the point that we have become the very Christ walking around here in the earth. Glory to God. And we're that, and it's keeping with God's plan. Amen. And we just think about those things and love those things. Amen. So we just praise God for all the good things that he's doing for us. Amen. There's never a way that we could praise him too much. Praise the Lord, because he's just good. Amen. My wife's telling me we stopped by the Apple House, and we was in the LJ yesterday. Stopped by the Apple House and got some apple. Amen. Coming on back, my wife's telling me about the lady she told about, believe on tape. Amen. And a lady came out as she was going into the bathroom there, and maybe they exchanged a greeting or something, or how you, or something like that. Well, the lady stopped, pat her on the shoulder, and said, I want you to pray for me. I got an ear that's bad. Wasn't that true? Am I saying it right? Amen. And so, she was deaf in one ear. And so Barbara just turned around and looked. She was shocked. Why would the lady ask her? She'd never saw her before. And far as Barbara knew, they've never saw each other. Amen. So Barbara put her hands up there and prayed for her ear. And she went away rejoicing, praising God. Amen. So I tell you, a lot of strange things happen as we walk with God, as we're keeping with his plan. Amen. And we've saw many, many things like that. And over the years, how the way we growed up, the way we raised up, we see people that very wealthy, has everything they need laid at their feet, born with a silver spoon in their hand, or something like that. Amen. And never have a worry about anything. And our life has not been always a life of plenty, in the sense that we would think plenty, but we survived. God gave us what we need, and here we are today, see? Amen. So that's his plan. And his plan is like that, to let us know. And as I've been through many, many of the poorer countries of the world, and saw people that was very, very much in need, and it really touched our heart and so on like that. And so I know a brother that travels with me, he knew sometimes that I get a little bit tender-hearted when I see certain condition that I could help. So I got some money out to give to some, to help some. And so when it got through, he grabbed the money out of my hand and said, "You give me that money. You ain't going to give me that money away and leave us over here like this," you know. So he was, and I yielded to it because that took that burden off me in the sense of deciding there. But the Lord knows he gives us that kind of heart. We were raised up poor, but I'm so glad that things worked like they have. Amen. So I'm happy with a little bit, or I'm happy with whatever God gives. Hallelujah. So yeah, right now the Lord's give us plenty food to eat, and he made a way, and it's just so good. He's keeping with his plan. But never have the Lord gave us overabundance, you know. He gave us a bond that gave us plenty to eat here and clothes to dress decently. Amen. And so on. And so we just thank God for that. We just praise him. And we just say, "God, you're keeping with his plan. Amen, you're keeping with your plan." And when they let Jesus Christ come here, many times Jesus was scolded and talked down to by the religious leaders and all that. And we would say, look like God would stop them. Look like God would put a stop to that. But God was keeping with his plan. And he went to the cross to be crucified. He was keeping with his plan because way back early on, the old prophets, they made reference to it. See? And so the things like that, how God moved. And today, we have no reason to think that God is not keeping with his plan when certain things work like they are. Amen. And sometimes things seem to go wrong, and God may let them go wrong to see what we'll do about it. Amen. And that's the way things work out sometimes. But see, we're in his hand, we're in his plan, and we're in his mind. We're right where he has placed us back before the world ever was. Amen. He planned for us to be right here doing exactly what we're doing. Amen. And letting the power of God moving among us, and the word of God just flowing forth. And it comes forth in such a simplistic way of simplicity. God is keeping with his plan. Amen. So in my prayer, I don't think I've ever said that in a prayer. Of course, I don't try to remember my prayers, but that just came right out. God, we know that you're keeping with your plan. And that just seemed to come without really thinking. Glory to God. So we got through praying. I told my wife, "Write that down." Amen. And we, as we look at it and think about it, and that was this morning, so I hadn't had time to go over and try to think about what to say and what not to say, and I usually don't do that anyway. Amen. I like for it to come just straight. Amen. And like that did, it just came, and here it is. And we know now that he's keeping with his plan. We can rest in what he's doing, and we don't have to be upset. We don't have to be frustrated. And when things seem to go a little different from what we thought, amen, we just have to come to one conclusion. Our thoughts was wrong. Amen. Because God's keeping with his plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Been a long time since I talked in tongues, but just about feel like talking in tongues today. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's all right. Go ahead and rejoice. Glory to God. We're keeping with his plan. And how would we know it? And one thing in keeping with God's plan and the way we've gone, God has made sure that this gospel has gone around and around the world to many nations. Amen. I've walked through many places where it was very, very much poverty stricken and many things and even danger. But it seemed like the Lord just helped us and we went right on. Amen. My wife and I travel in places where it was a thing that was a travel warning. I don't know what they call that. Amen. That don't come this way unless you absolutely it's a necessity and different things, because things are not good and settled. Amen. Well, we prayed and felt like going, and we went, and God blessed, and here we are today. Amen. And now we can look back and see all the places we've been. Glory to God. And say, God, thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan to send us there. And now we know. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Whether we thought we were right or wrong or anything, now we see the fruit. Amen. Begin to be gathered, and God's moving. Now there's a message all over the world. Hallelujah. There may be isolated areas and so forth. It hadn't reached yet. But wherever God's got someone that need to hear, they'll hear. Because he's keeping with his plan that there's a wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And wherever they're at, they will receive the message they need. Glory to God. You know, we think about there in the Thessalonians, I believe it is, where 4:14, is that the one where he came, and when Christ Jesus came to make the marriage complete, amen, well, he brought all those with him. They call them spirits there, or tabernacles. Amen. And together, we're united together by a message. Glory to God. That's why Paul, he likes the message that I'm preaching. One day, a certain brother come by, and he says, he said, well, what do you think Brother Brown would think about what you're preaching, or something like that? I said, Brother Brown, he loves what I'm preaching. He really enjoys it. And so on like that. He said, you don't mind if I come by, do you? And I said, not at all. And, I began to tell him that the saints of old, they loved this, because this is what they needed. This is the second part of what they need. That was engagement there. But now there's a marriage. Hallelujah. God's keeping with his plan. Amen. And pretty soon he said, he looked at his watch and said, I've got to go. And, I'll be seeing you. And so that's been quite some time back, and I hadn't saw him yet. Amen. And God's keeping with his plan. Amen. There's people, when they hear it, that nothing else will satisfy. Amen. Try to give them something else. It just don't feel right. Just don't taste right. Amen. But here we are today, just rejoicing in the Lord, knowing that we're keeping with his plan. Amen. That's encouraging to me this morning. Know he's keeping with his plan. Sometimes I wonder about the hard road I have traveled getting this far. Amen. Even at birth, you know, they said I was only weighed, I think, 2.5 pounds. And my mother's liked to diet. And one of my sisters kind of took care of me and helped me. And they said, the poor little thing, he can't live. Amen. She said, I believe I can bring him through. Amen, and work with me. Amen, and here I am today. Glory to God. God kept with his plan. Amen, and that plan is so good. It's so wonderful, and I love it so good. And when I look back over my span of my life, I like the way that he brought me. I like the way that he take me all many nations of the world. Amen, and never one time had to ask for an offering. Never one time did we leave without having our bills paid in full. Glory to God. How did God do it? Amen. And one man said, him and his wife, they knew that we had been off on some evangelistical work overseas. He says, now I can't understand that. Said, me and my wife, we bake peanut brittle candy, and we sell this and we sell that, and somehow or another we just always come up short. we're never able to do it. And here you are, just take off and go wherever. Amen. And a lot of times not knowing what the end going to be. Glory to God. And Paul, what they say that when Peter went to Canisius, says, go doubting nothing. Amen. Just go and know that God is sticking with a plan. Amen. We know that God would never appear to Peter on the housetop if it weren't his plan for him to go to Canisius. Amen. God was keeping with his plan when that happened. And Canisius over there, he was keeping with the plan when an angel came and said, stand for one named Peter. And he will tell you all the words of this life. Glory to God. And him being a Gentile, what was his name? Cornelius, I believe it was. Amen. And that's what's taking place now. That's why thing to some people is so strange. It shouldn't be this way. Look like it's not working right. Amen. But in the end, it'll work out just exactly as God has ordained. And now we have become the wife of the Lamb. We're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. Glorified in that part of the Lord Jesus Christ. See? Amen. Everybody's part of God that's going to be in that eternal kingdom, but not part of the Son, not bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, as husband and wife. Like, see, we're what they call the bride, the wife. Amen. Married to the very Son of God. Glory to God. And God's keeping with his plan. He's making it work. Now, we come through the church ages and back from Pentecost, all down through there in the book of Acts, and we find that it never was anything said or thought about the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Only Paul, he spoke of it. He says that he wanted to espouse them. That was like engagement. That they might be married to one husband, see? In other words, something, laying something out for a future happening. Glory to God, he was sticking with God's plan by not going into a lot of other things. Amen. And when we read about Paul's writing, amen, we can say he was sticking with God's plan. Glory to God. God was keeping with his plan that because he had this saved up here and no one knew about the wife of the Lamb. Amen. But now it's so clear, so beautiful. And now without that, we just don't, it just don't fit us, see. Glory to God, because that is where we are, and that's why we're rejoicing. Amen. And that's why we can shout and sing, God's keeping with his plan. Amen. Amen. That may be a way of a, that may be one of the songs. God inspires you, right? Amen. Already wrote it down. All right. Praise the Lord. So, see, these things are things that God, he's doing. He's keeping with his plan. He's working out everything. And it's just wonderful. And I don't know if that word wonderful would be a good enough word, strong enough word for it. It's wonderful. Amen. Thank the Lord for this good water of life. Amen. I was somewhere a few days ago and kind of out in the woods there a little bit, and I watched a stream of water run down. And I said, how could God let this water be up here on the mountain like this? And down there, they needing some rain or needing something. Amen. Went and watched that little stream of water, how it would float around, move around. Amen. God does that. God's keeping with his plan. This earth is somehow another of all the great universe and all the planets there is and everything. Amen. God chose this earth, which is not one of the bigger planets. Amen. God chose it, and he put us here, and he put his spirit on. His spirit moved up on them. Amen. And here we are today. Glory to God. Now, other people, they want to try to get out there and habitate some of them other planets, but they can't do it. They can't live there. Amen. They'd have to live in a big, some kind of suit or something. God put us here where that everything we need, everything, you can't think of nothing that we need that is not here provided for us on this planet Earth. Amen. He make a way for us. See? Glory to God. And I'm not one bit concerned about the planet Mars or something like that. God, that's beyond the realm of human needs, see. Glory to God. So that's why Satan, when he fell, you get that in Isaiah, I believe, 28 is Isaiah, Ezekiel, book of Ezekiel, I believe 14. Well, I'm not, I just thought of it just now, so it's been a while since I read it. So different places where Satan, he wanted to move his, see, he wanted to lift his throne up among the stars, see. Amen. He didn't want to, he had everything he needed here, but he wanted to go and build another kingdom. God let him be ruler of this earth for a good while, but he found, he proved to himself that when he got a little power, got some power, trusted unto him, he took and misused it. Amen. And God allowed it, and that's, he allowed that. And many times we go into trial, it's allowed, and God put a source here to allow it to be that we could have some trial. Amen. And the thing is, we got to rejoice in the Lord and realize God's keeping with his plan. Amen. If this trial come my way, watch and see, somewhere it's going to be for my benefit. Amen. And God's going to get glory out of it. And I'm going to praise God. Amen. For the goodness. And praise God for he brought me. The old song we used to sing, he brought me out. Or he brought me through. Amen. And he'll always do that. Glory to God. Amen. And remember when he does, he's keeping with his plan. Glory to God. Amen. And so it's not a question, are we going to make it or not? Amen. We've already made it to become the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. We're glorified flesh and bone. That's what he's giving. Glory to God. So when we begin to read the Bible and begin to see what God's doing, amen, and realize there's somebody, and I use the word somebody, but it's actually God, watching after this thing to bring it exactly to where it needs to be. Amen. And he said, pick, raise up leaders and so forth and nation. And sometimes we see some of the leaders, they do certain things. But many times God is allowing. He's making a way. Glory to God. And it's going to work out for his glory. And one of these days, there's going to be the nation of Israel is going to be thoroughly established. And there will be 12 thrones, and there'll be those 12 apostles. This is Matthew, I believe, chapter 19. And as they'll sit upon 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel, see. And that's out there, yes, it's somewhere just ahead of us. But God's keeping with his plan. It will happen just exactly. Amen. And more, it looks like it's real quick. And sometimes I want to, being human like I am, I want to put it real quick. I can't wait to see it come to pass. Amen, and all that. But see, God's keeping with his plan. It's working out, and what we're doing working out exactly. And Barbara and I believe this morning talking that this little place here in Dawson County here, amen, such a nice little place. Amen, especially days like today when the sun's out bright and everything, and the temperatures, and it's just going to be just right for the way the weather forecast talk about 72 or something like that. And I tell you, you couldn't ask for something better than that. Amen. God's keeping with his plan. Amen. And the way things working out is it has to be someone or something causing these things to work out like they do. Amen. And that something is a Heavenly Father. Praise God. And He's just working things out, and he allowed us to become the wife of his son, and that made us bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And I mentioned this the other day, but I feel led to kind of mention it again. He didn't allow us to do that until after Jesus went down and preached to the Spirit and prayed. And of course, the Spirit of Christ was there, but and did all those things, and he came back. But he was, first of all, he was crucified, see? He was crucified from the just being the natural man. Amen. And when he went down and come back up, when he resurrected, that's what I want to get. He was glorified flesh and bone. Glory to God. And that's when our marriage take place, after all those church ages and after all those things. And that makes us part of him, and now he is glorified flesh and bone. We didn't become part of him as long as he was just a human, because the word says he became just as a slave and submitted himself and so on. I was reading that this morning. Glory to God. But then here he is. Amen. Has been crucified and resurrected, and here he is now, and we're becoming bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Glory to God, and that makes it right, see. Glory to God. Part of him in every way. Hallelujah. And God just sitting up there. Well, I don't know if he's sitting. God's just smiling. God's the Spirit, so we can't put too much on exactly the God, but we know the image Jesus Christ made in the image of God. Glory to God. And we see these things, but the feminine part was hid for quite some time. And God started that off in Genesis. Created Adam. Amen. Then he created all the animals, brought them to Adam to see. But then, after all that time elapsed, glory to God, Adam all of a sudden got lonely. He saw the male cow and the female cow. And he saw the male goat and the female goat. Amen. But there he stood alone. Amen. That's when the feminine part of Christ came on the scene. God created Eve. Glory to God. This is in type here, because that's what took place in this end time. He created a woman, and he put the feminine attributes begin to come forth there from time to time. Amen. But God knew one of these days that there would be a people. Glory to God. Amen, that become the very wife of the Lamb. We become Christ the wife, see? Hallelujah. And here we are today, rejoicing, rejoicing, rejoicing. Rejoice, rejoice, you Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. Hallelujah. I like that word, Jesus Christ the King, see? Hallelujah. And so the King now has a queen. And that queen is part of him. Amen. And this is God. It's just God sticking with his plan, staying with his plan, what he's ordained. And he did. This was all known unto God. I believe this is in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, somewhere along. Amen. But known unto God are all his works from the beginning. Hallelujah. So therefore, all these things that's taken place, glory to God. It's just God keeping with his plan. It's just God making his plan work out just like he had it dreamed of back, way back there before the world was. Hallelujah. He already knew. Amen. He knew all about it. He knew we'd be here today. He knew we'd be rejoicing in the Lord. He knew this particular thing would just come out of me when I was praying. God is keeping with his plan. That was what just came. It just came without even thinking. Glory to God. So I finished my prayer, and then immediately I wanted my wife to write that down, because I didn't want to lose it, because the way it came. Amen. So God is keeping with his plan. Amen, amen, amen. And you know what? As God keeps with his plan, it shows he includes us in his plan. And when he includes us in his plan, it makes us rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Glory to God. to know that we're part of God, part of God's plan. But basically, amen, we're part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're the feminine part of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're his wife. Praise God. And we could say, Christ the wife. Amen. So I tell you, these old legs begin to feel pretty good now, like they want to dance a little bit. Been a long time since you see me out here dancing up and down the aisle or anything. Glory to God, but who knows? Somebody said, you're too old for that. Well, not necessarily. Amen. I don't know how old he was. And some of the others, Elijah, I believe. I don't know how old some of those were. But I tell you what, when the Spirit of God hit, amen, it make a old man feel young. Glory to God. Amen. And that's what God's doing. He's keeping with his plan. He's got a people, amen, that he's raised up, and now he's letting them know, hey, this has been my plan all along. Glory to God. Amen. That's all right. Go ahead and rejoice. Amen. He's just letting us know this ain't been something happened in the dark or something just happened. Amen. But it's God. What's he doing? Keeping with his plan. Amen. That he planned before the world was. Glory to God. And there's no surprise to him. He knows. And he's the one that works things. He raised up kings. He pulls down kings and make it all so it will fit his plan here at the end time. And I'll tell you, I believe there's some things fitting God's plan here at the end time. Glory to God, and I'm just rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah, because it has to be. God's keeping with his plan. Amen. And personally, sometimes we think that's going right, wrong, especially, and I don't get too much in the politicians, so on like that. But many times you say, that I don't see how that could be right, or how this could be, or why that should be done that way or this way. But when all said and done, you're going to see it just like God said. Amen. That great millennia, there's going to be an American here. I don't know if it'd be called United States of America then. Amen. There's going to be many things. You're going to see 12 tribes of Israel over there sitting on their seat of authority, and it says king, but they may not be called kings, I don't know, leaders, and all in Israel there. All that land will be back into the hands of the Jews. Now, I'm not getting political here, and I'm not making wild prediction. I'm just saying God's keeping with his plan. Amen. If we see some of these things falling into place, and it's some of the plan he's revealing to us, see. Amen. We can see back what he's done. We can see what the word said he's going to do in front of us, and we can see it begin to take place too. Hallelujah. So I'm just rejoicing in the Lord this morning and appreciating the Lord. Amen. And thanking God for the bright sunshine. Amen. I thank God for the rain. I thank God for the bright sunshine. Hallelujah. So he gives us both. He knows what we need. Amen. And we just praise the name of the Lord for all the good things that he's doing. So do you feel this morning like that God's keeping with his plan? Amen. You got to feel like God's keeping with his plan in your life. Hallelujah. Why? Why did we hear certain things? I was a Pentecostal preacher many, many years. Amen. I'd never heard of a man called William Branham, which was a prophet that walked the land here. Amen. I remember a brother said to me, do you know that we're in the last church age already? And the last church age messenger is already here, and so on like that. I said, well, sir, I didn't even know that was the first church age. Amen. So I didn't know many of these things, but God was keeping with his plans. He was letting me get in and see how all that worked out. Amen. So I went up to Jeffersonville. I was going there on Easter to hear Brother Brown preach, to see for myself. But that he had the accident and so on like that. And all that was keeping with his plan. because when that took place, many of the people that was really going for it real strong began to go different ways, project different ideas and opinions. But then what did God do? Amen. He had something in reserve. Oh, praise God. Here come a message. Hallelujah. And that message takes us, brings us right on through. Amen. And here we are now, knowing we're part of Him. And now we are the wife of the Lamb. Back that time, they didn't talk. They may talk about the little bride or something of that nature. Amen. But we're talking about the wife. See, the wife is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. See? Amen. And that makes a whole lot of difference. See? And it couldn't come till now. And here it is. Amen. And it makes me feel good. Glory to God. Amen. It makes me feel young again. Hallelujah. And somehow or another, just yesterday, somebody, I believe it was, my wife and I was talking to someone, and somehow we got talking about the Lord, which we usually, if we talk very long, it'll lead into that. Amen. And Barbara said something about 85, you know. And a young guy asked, and Barbara said, "You don't look 85. You know, and she wasn't talking about him herself. She's talking about me being 85. Amen. And so that came out that way. Give a chance. He said, "You don't even look near that old." Amen. Well, God's able, isn't he? Glory to God. Whether I look 95 or 85 or whatever, amen. God is keeping with his plan, and it's working just like he said it would. Glory to God. And the fact that I'm still able to preach and go forward and whatever to do, amen. And we just go where he stands and stay when he says stand. Stay. Amen. If you say stand, we stand. If you say go, we go. And that's the thing is, it's God keeping with his plan. What's his plan? How's he been leading you? What's he been doing for you? What's his plan for you? You can look back and you can see how he brought you. What has he brought you through? Amen. And many in the religious realm has been brought through false religion and so on like that. But over time, God just brought it in. Sometimes little by little, glory to God. Amen. But then when it's all said, you can look back and say, amen, I see why. And all those things, I didn't know it then. Amen, but it was the plan of God, and it was profitable for me, and I love it this way. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we appreciate the Lord and thank him this morning for all these good things that he's doing. Amen. I just got started this morning, started talking and preaching and whatever this is, and I don't even know, but I'm happy. Amen. I feel like we're keeping with his plan. Glory to God. And I don't think we have to preach a long time or a short time. Just keep with his plan. Amen. And whatever he's planned, that is what will be. And that is a good part. Hallelujah. And when you get in the plan, things begin to get in reverse for you or something that, amen, just look to him. Amen. And realize God is keeping with his plan. Amen. And you're the wife of his son. Glory to God. And the joy that lies before us, the Bible words can't even explain it. We could use all the words we could explain, and still it wouldn't touch you. I remember Brother Brown when he was talking about wondering how it'll be over there. And a voice came and said, "Would you like to see?" And he said it would help. And when he did, he all of a sudden felt himself lifting up. He lifting up out of his body. And he began to, went to, all of a sudden he found himself in this place. Glory to God, where the bride saints that meet him. Amen. And he began to the angel there began to introduce him and talk to him. But there was some that he didn't know. But there was one woman that always impressed me. She was past 90 when he led her to the Lord, telling her about the things of the Lord, and she accepted. So age don't have anything to do with it there. You can be past 90 and God give you all them good things. Amen. So she was there, and that beautiful lady, dark hair and just beautiful as in the prime of life. And she came up to Brother Brown and said, "Oh, my precious brother." That's what they were saying as he came. And in this precious brother, the one that was talking, and he assumed it was an angel or something, said, "Did you know her?" And he said, "I don't believe I did." And he said, "She was past 90 when you led her to the Lord." Glory to God. Said, "This is what's waiting." Glory to God. So there's something that is great. Amen. But why not get that something that is great here? Amen. And that's because he came and he brought those saints with him. Amen. For the marriage. And now we're one. Amen. Glory to God. And that's God's keeping with his plan. See all this. And now we see the plan is coming to the climax for the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. All these saints have played their part out, and we've been part of it, and we're praising God for it. Amen. We don't know exactly what all the things going to be, but we know that, amen, if we just stay with that word, stay with him, and we can't stay with anything besides the word, because that's what he made us. Amen. He made us the word, and he made us out of that same word. Amen. That special part of the word that he created the Lord Jesus Christ from, which made us the wife, a separate group. Glory to God. And we're part of that. We're part of him. Amen. Yes, everyone's part of God. That's a born again and so on. That's part of, they have their place in God. And that's a wonderful, if you have any place in God, it's wonderful. But to be the wife of the Lamb, it's so different. And God showed me, well, we were thinking about this and talking about it, and God showed me a river, the great river of life flowing. And then right there, that one part of the river broke away. And the main river just ran right on by, and this river, and the water was so clear. Glory to God, clear as crystal, you can see. Amen. The wife of the Lamb, there was a message that come out of her. Glory to God, and we did. Amen. And the rest of the river went on by. But there's a people that is out of that main river, that's not part of that main river, that has their own river that God has ordained for. And that's just maybe that's more for me than anybody else, but it showed me there's a separate part. Amen. There's a river, glory to God, and it's so clear. But I think that's us, the wife of the Lamb, that river of life. Amen. I'm not talking about the main river that flows on by. I'm talking about the river that broke loose. Amen. That where the water is so clear and so wonderful, and there's nothing there but the pure in heart. Amen. And there we are today. Praise God. And so God is keeping with his plan. That's what he's doing this morning. Amen. And he just constantly is keeping with his plan. And that's a good thing for us to remember. God is keeping with his plan. And I believe that will help us, glory to God, to be contented. Amen. And that's one of the things God has for us, contentment. And contentment with godliness is great gain. Amen. And we can see the great things of God just flowing, and it's so wonderful. Amen. There's so much we could say about this, but then there's a time when we cut it off here and think about it and let the Spirit of God move. And that's the way the Spirit of God moved. Once, sometimes through the preaching of the word, something will be said. Amen. It'll just grab you. Amen. If you're part of that, you're going to know it. Amen. We used to sing in Sunday school way back a little bit. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. Amen. If you if you're saved and you know it, stomp your feet or something of that nature. Amen. And it was something to involve the body in the working. But now there's something that is the body. Amen. It's Christ. Amen. Manifests himself. Glory to God in the glory that we see and feel and hear. Amen. And so all those things, they come right in there. But we just praise God that we're the wife of the Lamb. And we appreciate what God has done. And we appreciate God's plan. God is keeping with his plan. See, at one time he didn't have a son. And at one time after he had the son, he didn't have a wife or a son. Glory to God, there was a part of God, a feminine part that was hid back in God. Amen. But now she's coming forth in the glory that God ordained for her from the foundation of the world. God's keeping with his plan and putting the wife on display. She's coming forth in the glory of God, and we praise God for it. Amen. Amen. So I believe I'll stop off with this morning. And amen. It's just, I tell you, I feel good. Feel that wheel in the middle of the wheel. That's what one of the prophets called it. I preached that, and the brother asked me, he said, Brother Ben, what is that wheel in the middle of the wheel? Amen. Amen. It's the things of God, see. Amen. So I believe we'll just close out here this morning, the sermon. And if it is a sermon, if it ain't, I tell you, it's been a good talk for me. Amen. I enjoyed it. Praise God, and I trust you will enjoy it too. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just praise you and thank you for that name. And we thank you for the name that you've given us, the wife of the Lamb, Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you. And we thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan, as you always has and you always will. And we just praise you for all the good things you're doing for us every moment of the day. Amen. It's just so good. So we praise you for it and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. Yes, we love the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Keeping with the plan. God is keeping with his plan. That's something, isn't it? All right. Bob, would you feel like singing one for us this morning? Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And rejoice in the Lord.
Amen. The male and female parts of Christ that were in God is now in Christ the wife. With a glory that excels, and where the Spirit without measure now dwells, and we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells in human flesh. We're no longer bound because we're the glory of fine wife of the Lamb. Oh, we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells in human flesh. We're no longer bound because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. It's our pleasure to tell you such things as these of our glorified flesh and bones the Lord made us to be. See this glory that now excels. And he gave us the Spirit without measure that
never, never fails, and we're rejoicing as Christ, the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells in human flesh. We're no longer bound because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb, the male and female parts of Christ that were in God is now in Christ the wife, with a glory that excels, and where the Spirit without measure now dwells, and we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells in human flesh. We're no longer bound because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. It's our pleasure to tell you such things as these of our glorified flesh and bones the Lord made us to be. See this glory that now excels, and he gave us the Spirit without measure that never, never fails. And we're rejoicing as Christ, the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells in human flesh. We're no longer bound because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb in human flesh. We're no longer bound because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, just that part, in human flesh, we're no longer bound. And when I say that, is a message came, the last trump, that produced the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones, and it unbound. All the departed saints had to come that were part of the wife. They had to come because they were unbound. Yeah. And they came. And that unbinds us, where the death sentence is pulled off the body because we're taking on glorified flesh and bones. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise
right.
God.
Glory to God. Rejoice in the Amen. Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I don't know what the word hallelujah means, but it's really something. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right.
Yeah. I just want to praise the Lord for that message today. God is keeping with his plan. That means so much to me. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yeah. And we were coming back from the Apple House the other day, and I just threw this out to Ben. I said, well, you know, if something comes to your mind, you know, what are you thinking about? And I said, if you think about something, just, you know, if it comes to your mind, let me know it, because I'll write you a song.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I don't know. So this morning he brought that up about God is keeping with his plan. He said, there's the song right there. Yeah. So he gave me the song that I'm going to sing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you, this is never ending. Praise the Lord. It's just wonderful. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Barbara got almost a notebook full of things she wrote down out of the message, so she'll have a lot to go. Amen. Well, we're just rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, and we're not going to stop off now the rest of the day and be sad or anything. No, we're going to still be rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen. You,
amen.
Lord,
and I got some reading now I'd like to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
And just praise God. God is keeping with his plan. Amen. I don't think that those words going to be forgotten
praise
soon
God.
Because the way they came just wasn't even thinking. All of a sudden in prayer, it seemed like it's a little pause. Those words came out. Amen. God is keeping with his plan.
Amen.
And I just Lord. Praise God for it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Beginning anew. Amen. Keeping with his plan. Every day something. Well, every day it's a new day. See, and we just want the things of God to be exalted. But the main thing is you don't get to any greater place than to be the wife of the Lamb. That's the top. See, amen, God. And I thank God for giving his son a wife. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God after all the things were done. Amen. Here God bring forth the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Here we are right here at the end time. Amen. It's so good. It's so good. Amen. One man come to church here. Came to church quite a time. He was a preacher. But he said, Brother Ben, said once you get started preaching, if you just hand the mic to me, I could pick it up and go on with it. Well, that may be so. I don't know. Amen. But God's keeping with his plan. Let's just say it that way and leave it. That way it's right. God's keeping with his plan. Amen. So God bless you. Just consider yourself dismissed for the glory of God. Amen.